a typical Italian olive farm struggling in a period of atypical weather. Unpredictable and extreme weather is becoming more common, making it increasingly difficult for farmers like Mario Cascone. In 2018, an exceptionally late frost left him with little choice. The farm lost 40% of its trees that day. Many others required drastic action.
This is a clear example of the direct effects of climate change. That little tree we see there was the same size as the big tree next to it before we had to cut it back because it was completely frozen. It'd be as big as the other tree if that hadn't happened.
Newly regrown trees give Mario hope. Still, earnings are down because they produce less oil.
Olives are one of Italy's most iconic staples. The fact that they're under threat has shown Italians that climate change has arrived in full force here.
As have repeated floods in places like Venice, record heat waves, raging wildfires, and extended periods of drought. Surrounded by warming seas and at growing risk of desertification, Italy now finds itself on the front lines of climate change. Heavily reliant on agriculture, Italy is hoping to take the lead in adapting to a changing climate. The government has launched a new ministry for ecological transition and earmarked $80 billion of EU COVID recovery funds to come up with solutions to live in a warming world.
Environmental transition has significant costs, and it is essential that governments make direct commitments to help their citizens and businesses handle them.
Italy has partnered with the UK to host this year's UN Climate Summit, COP26, coming up in November in Scotland. And this week, Milan is hosting two events ahead of those meetings, the Youth for Climate Conference and the final ministerial meetings before COP26. At 30 years old, Cascone could pick a different career, but he is drawn to the challenge ahead.
We need to be creative and open to adaptation. It's not easy. It's hard work, but at the same time, it can be fulfilling.
On the front lines, the desire to solve the problem is there, but will world leaders take the tough decisions to make that possible? Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Caneto, Italy.